You're on Texas Standard Time.
A coalition of rural Texas hospitals says small-town hospitals in the state are facing a closure crisis after two in Crockett and Trinity, Texas, ceased operations over the summer. The group says the recent closures add to nearly 20 rural hospitals that have shuttered their doors in the past 4 years. And if the Texas legislature and Congress don't act, more rural communities will be left without immediate and quality access to health and emergency services. We're joined now by David Pearson. He's the CEO of Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, also known as TORCH. David, thanks for coming on The Standard.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
First off, where is this happening and why? Big questions there.
Well, the where is an easy answer. It's pretty much every rural area across the country. It's more acute in places that did not take full advantage of the ACA, but we've seen a rapid increase in the number of rural hospital closures across the country, like I said, and particularly here in the state of Texas. This is kind of like ground zero for this particular issue.
You mentioned the Affordable Care Act and the fact that the state didn't expand Medicaid. Is that what you're referencing?
That is one of the primary factors for where we see the most at-risk facilities. But obviously, there are a number of other contributing factors that are creating financial instability in the providers across rural areas.
Your group says out of the 18 total hospitals that have closed, 4 of those closures were temporary, 11 remained closed, and 3 hospitals were replaced with freestanding emergency centers. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, obviously, when you lose those services in a rural community, there are a lot of downstream negative impacts on the health outcomes of the community. It has a real impact on the local economy. Some of those facilities, as you noted, were able to maintain an operating emergency rooms service for their local residents, which obviously helps to alleviate any severe healthcare issues in those communities. But it's still not nearly the type of services that we fight for or that we would expect to see in a robust rural community. They really deserve the full continuum of healthcare services, just like they do in any urban or suburban area.
So they're essentially living in healthcare deserts. I mean, where do these people then go for healthcare services?
Well, they most likely have to travel to the next nearest location. Our counties are quite large. So we're talking a minimum travel distance of, 30 to 40 miles to get to the next nearest facility. If they're traveling all the way into an urban area, I mean, there are places in the state where it's up to 100 miles from one emergency room to another. And that puts a lot of people at risk when you take into account the need to really deliver some meaningful interventions within that golden hour.
That especially when you have an elderly, an aging population and maybe people who don't have access to cars.
That is true. Transportation is a huge barrier in rural communities. There's not a lot of public transportation available. So the local service delivery model works best, not to mention the fact that most rural communities, the healthcare is very community-based. And what's there is really driven by the needs of that local community. And a lot of times it does take into account that we have an older, sicker, poorer population. And so those are the people that, as you said, are most at risk.
About a minute left. If hospitals say they can't keep financially afloat, what funding solutions do you suggest? And can you point to any communities that are doing it right?
Well, there are a lot of communities that are doing just fine. And again, we're focused on the ones that are most at risk. Local tax support obviously helps. The best opportunity for us is to get Congress and our state legislature to recognize that maybe they've ratcheted down revenue for rural hospitals a little bit too much, try to build that base back up and create what we would consider to be a living wage for the facilities that are remaining in rural areas.
David Pearson is the CEO of Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals. David, thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.